Hello and welcome to the Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your host, Robin Kelvin, and if you're joining us for the first time, thank you so much for tuning in. We are the podcast that keeps the gamers up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. So, Kelv, it is Thursday. How are you doing today?
Officially PAX Day, right?
It's officially first day of PAX, yeah. So we're going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff just to see, but also to do, right? Because this is going to be our first time there for 3 days. So I'm excited. This is going to be a huge, huge thing for us.
Definitely. And it's going to be, we got a hotel. We're going to be there chilling. I know we're going to see Nick from Friday Night Gamecast. We're going to see, Tales of Backlog. We're going to see them. I think they have a panel DS. So we'll check them out. And the Final Fantasy DLC gameplay. We're going to see some of that. So all at the Penny Arcade Expo in Boston, New York. Excited.
Love it. Love it.
Boston. So I'm going to go. We actually might record an episode tomorrow at your house, which will be a first.
Yeah, we don't want to make any promises because that'll be our first time doing it together in like one household. So we're going to try it out. And if it works, we'll do it.
Great.
It'll be cool. It'll be fun. Great.
Exactly.
But if it doesn't, then if you don't see an episode,
that's fine.
You know what?
Yeah, that is why. Exactly. I mean, I know you're playing Final Fantasy 16. I'm playing Final Fantasy, not 16. Well, the other one, Rebirth. Playing that. We're around the same spot. I think I'm going to beat it within a week or two. So I'm excited. Do you know what game I've been really, really craving? And I just want to play it so bad. And I know everyone else is. I really want to play Bloodborne again, but I don't want to play it without the 60 FPS.
Keep waiting. Keep waiting. That's you and everybody else and their mother, they're just waiting for that 60 frames per second to drop. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, I don't think. So, yeah, don't hold your breath.
I think it's going to be I think if they do it, it won't even be like an up. It'll be just a remaster. I think that's what they're going
to
do.
You think they're waiting for the PS5 Pro to like actually do something with Bloodborne, or is it just they're just like, nah?
If they release Bloodborne or if they release it for like as a launch title for the PS5 Pro, I mean, obviously it'll still run on that would be a system seller right there. People would lose their little minds.
A few things before we start, Rob. So I recently purchased a shirt from the Gaming Elder Trolls podcast.
Yes,
it is phenomenal. You guys definitely check them out because they're cool guys. But it's a great shirt. I love the shirt. I posted it on our Instagram, and I think they also retweeted it on Twitter or X, whatever. So definitely check it out. They have some really great quality stuff there. Also, my wife came back, right?
Oh, from Denmark. Yes.
From Denmark. Mm-hmm. She brought me a beer, which is pretty cool. It's called the Mikkeller.
Mikkeller. That was an Irish accent.
I don't know why you do that, but I'll show you.
Year of the Lager. Oh, it looks cool. I love that marketing. That's actually
can design. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's like a little Danish guy, I guess.
It looks like a little Danish guy. Yeah. Year of the Lager. Cool. So I haven't tried it yet, and I don't know if I'm going to try it right now just because it's late and I don't want to drink a full fucking beer right now. But
wait for me for tomorrow, and I'll drink it with you. We could try it.
There you go. Perfect. There you go.
Awesome. Anything else for us that's new and exciting?
I did receive my Kingdom Hearts Disney pin, which was great. Loved it. Bigger than I thought it was. So I added that to the collection, and then I actually opened our Final Fantasy 16 art book, and I was going through that beautiful book, beautiful art book. I wish they had like more illustration, more like words to like go with the art, you know, like
explain what's going on,
who they are, what they are, whatever. But regardless, it looks great. It's like over 200 pages of hefty art. So you love to see it.
Yeah, I got to open mine up. I actually do have the Final Fantasy VII one as well. I haven't even opened that. I got that one in Christmas, and I haven't even opened it. So nice. That's like my new thing. I guess I like collecting these books now. I have a Devil May Cry. I have the Final Fantasies. I have a Zelda one. So they're just kind of beautiful.
I have the Persona 5 one. That's great. I love that one.
Yeah, I got that one too. It's soft cover though, which I wish I got the hardcover
version. No, I got the hardcover too. I got the soft hardcover? One and the hard. Yeah.
Wow. I got the soft and hard. Nice. Hey, yo. So, guys, PAX. We'll be there this weekend, and we're going to be interviewing a bunch of developers. It's going to be a good time. Lots of insight, and there's going to be a lot of content coming your way. Like, after that, we're going to basically go into overdrive with what we did there, and probably a lot of shorts, that kind of stuff. We'll be showing to see what we did, and lots of team ups, because we're going to see a lot of people that we know. And it's going to be just a nice little reunion, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. First time seeing each other too, which is going to be cool.
Right. Let's get into the gaming news. So the Daily Duo. Let's try and get one together. Ready? On the count of three, let's do a nice, like, a Daily Duo. Ready? One, two, three.
The Daily Duo.
Oh my God, you messed it up. That's fine.
You didn't say the duh.
All right. First thing on the Daily Duo is Rise of Hydra has been revealed. Marvel 1943. It was revealed during the Unreal Engine showcase at GDC, which is happening right now. The game stars Drew Marklin as Captain America and Carly Payton. Black Panther, and will release for we don't know what platforms in 2025. It is created by Annie Hemmick, the story director of Uncharted 1-3. Guys, I saw a trailer. Kel, did you see the trailer?
I did.
This looks, and now granted, it is just a cinematic trailer, but it was basically back in the day, Captain America and Black Panther, and it looks really good. Looks really, really good.
Facial animations, right? Like, that looks insane. Dialogue, insane. Like, this was obviously shown at the Unreal Engine showcase, like we mentioned, but it's obviously highlighting Unreal Engine 5. And man, how gorgeous does this game look?
I mean, I was actually kind of blown away. It was like the facial that got me. It was borderline like realistic. You could still tell it was a video game, but they're getting very, very close to like real life. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it was wild. So definitely go see that trailer. Marvel 1943. What's the name again? Marvel 1943.
1943, Rise of Hydra.
Yep. Rise of Hydra. I'm interested to see the gameplay. It was only cinematic, so we don't know what the gameplay will actually be. But if it's anything like Uncharted, and we know Amy's behind it, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. What do you think?
This game was, obviously we knew about this game, didn't know anything except that it was being worked on by Amy. And now that we see just a snippet of what it is, it automatically went up to like my most anticipated game of next year, you know, because this looks amazing. This looks gorgeous. This looks like a Marvel movie in a sense, right? Like, and the fact that the story that's kind of like revolving around Captain America and Black Panther, the way that dynamic is looking in the trailer, it looks really cool. It looks like kind of, you know, like Endgame sort of, but it just has like this real cool look to it. Again, animation wise, the facial captures, right? The facial animations look amazing. It looks real. It took me by surprise, because when I first saw this and I was scrolling through X, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. And then I'm like, wait, oh, that was gameplay? Like, that was an actual like cinematic
game.
But I went back. Right. And I'm like, oh shit, this is a game. Hang on. And then I started reading into it. I'm like, oh shit, this is Amy's like project, which we've heard about for years now, but now we actually saw something about it, and I'm excited now. I'm like, okay, this is what she's working on. All right, but like, this is what I want to see. So I am definitely stoked to see more, and I can only imagine how much the storytelling is going to be like at the forefront. It's not going to be like a game as a service. It's not going to be anything like that. It's going to be a full blown, like, hey, this is going to be mostly story. Just kind of like enjoy the ride. And yeah, man, I'm excited for this.
And I do like, it looks like you're going to switch off as Black Panther and Captain America. So you can have the variety in different gameplays where, you know, Captain America is going to be more of like a brawler and he'll throw his, you know, be more, actually more of a range because he could throw his shield, where it seems like Black Panther is going to be more stealth oriented, which looks really cool. So I'm really, really excited for this game. And the fact that the Unreal Engine looked absolutely insane makes me excited for the future. There's also a quick update on the Epic Game Store is going to be coming to mobile. So there will be an app you can actually go onto and download games. So I know that was like a big thing with Apple and Epic kind of going head to head. But now it's going to be available for iOS and Android. Let's move on. Dragon Dogma review roundup. Dragon Dogma 2 has gotten incredible reviews already. Just to name a few, we have Gaming Bolt, Gaming Bolt gave it a 10, PSU gave it a 9.5, Gaming Trend 9.5, GameSpot 9, IGN 8, VGC 5 out of 5. It is now sitting at a Metacritic at 92 on PC. I did read that. It is running a little better on PC than it is on consoles right now, because probably looks better. But the game comes out on Friday and it looks incredible. Only good things we've heard about this game.
Again, one where I'm just like, I didn't want to know more about this game, but the more I see it, the more I see on social media, the more I'm like, damn, this looks like a fun ass time. Like, I definitely want to sink my teeth in this at some point, but I just can't. I can't right now, man. I have too many games on the backlog that I'm just like, they need my attention right now, you know? And if I just add that to the list, that I'm never gonna, like, Helldivers 2. Played 5 hours, not even. Haven't touched that game since. And I want to. It's not that I don't. It's not that I didn't care for it. I want to get back into that game. I want to try it out again. I want to get all those great moments that you see on social media, but I just don't have the time, man. And I don't want to sink my teeth in something that I know is going to revolve around putting hours upon hours of time when I don't have that time right now. So this looks great. And I definitely want to get into it at some point. But I'm just going to live by curiosity through everybody else on social at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be $70 for standard edition, $80 for the deluxe edition. And I'm just going to read a quick review from The Guardian. They gave it a 4 out of 5. The combat is what really drives the game. Whether you're a warrior, a spear mage, a thief, a archer, wizard, you work together with your team of hired pawns in battles that feel truly exciting and dangerous, like Monster Hunters or Bloodborne.
Stop it.
You can switch really between all these professions, so that when you're bored of close up fighting, you can switch and try archery or spell casting. Mastering each profession unlocks a huge tree of abilities that always keeps the fighting done. So this game looks like it's going to compete with probably Final Fantasy Rebirth for Game of the Year. We don't even know what's coming out, right? We don't have that list yet of like what's Game of the Year or contenders for that, but these two already, we already have two contenders and it's only March, right? So I say I'm not going to get it. I say I'm not going to do it.
I don't think I will.
No. But I'm interested. I'm definitely interested, and we shall see. So
did you see recently on social, I think it was today, there was a gameplay footage of someone playing, and there was like this like giant or org, whoever it was, who like tripped or something, landed on the other side and grabbed on the ledge. The guy walked on top of the you know, the giant or whatever, and then like hit him, and then he just fell. Like, it was like unscripted. Everything was just like in real time playing, and that was like a real thing that someone did, which was pretty fucking dope.
And yeah, exactly. You don't know. And then you could use them as a bridge as well, which was cool, right? If you wanted to, you could like walk across them. And yeah, that's so freaking sick that like I didn't even know what was gonna happen. Like, you just be like, whoa, oh shit, I like that. So that's the kind of thing where I'm like, damn. I did hear that's very similar to Dragon's Dogma 1. So if you've played the original, you're like, this is more of that. But if you haven't played it, this is completely new to you. So
my only gripe about the game, from my understanding, there's no multiplayer, right? There's no, you can't hop into someone's server. There's nothing like that. It's just a full blown single player game, which is fine. But this type of game kind of makes you want to play with somebody else and enjoy that experience with somebody else, right? Because it's sure. It's an open world game that you can just kind of do whatever you want and just experience all these cool, crazy stuff. Like, imagine experiencing that moment with somebody, like with one of your best buddies, and just doing something right. Like that. That'd be so dope.
Yeah. The game comes out tomorrow, guys. So if you want it, go get it. Go get it.
Rise of Ronin comes out tomorrow too. So,
oh yeah, we'll have reviews for that. I heard good things about that game as well. Like I said, we Ian are 2023. Let's take a quick break. If you guys are enjoying the episode, please go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to leave us a review and follow us on all social media platforms so you can see all of the fun stuff we do at PAX. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server, where friendships are built through gaming. Kelvin showed off his nice Elder Trolls shirt today. Looks a very good quality. It actually said it was a nice fit. Like, it actually fit you really well. Didn't feel too tight. Wasn't too. Yep. So the graphic was done very well. So if you guys haven't heard, check out Elder Trolls Gaming or / podcast. Let's get back to the news. It's a real quick one, actually. Super Smash Brothers got its 99th Spirit Board event, which gives you access to the spirits from Princess Peach Showtime and Super Mario Bros. Wonder. When do you think they're going to stop updating this, like, Super Smash Brothers completely? Like,
I think this was the last, if I'm not mistaken, I got this from VGC. This should be the final Spirit Board event that they're having. So, this could
and there'll be no more updates to the game at all. Like,
as far as, yeah, a total of 94 Spirit Boards events had been held up to January 2022, at which point it appeared they had stopped. That was before 2022, but it looks like they continued on December 8th of 2023, and they released some other stuff. So, you know, I think this is the last one. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, kudos, man. Like, the amount of content they've put into Smash is unreal, right? Not even talking about just the characters, like just the amount everything. Of spirits that they've put, just the music that they've added. Like, this game is jam packed with content, and it's a celebration of gaming. So what a time to be alive to actually experience this type of game. But I think it's time to move on. Whatever Smash Brothers looks like in the future, whether it be whatever we talked about in the past, right? Whether it be kind of like a overhaul of the series, or just kind of like, you know, doing like another remaster of Ultimate, whatever it looks like in the future, I'm totally down. I'll be there day one, but I'm looking forward to see what they do, because you know for sure they're going to be making some other Super Smash Brothers game of some sort.
Oh yeah, the money's there, right? If they're Super Smash, people are going to buy it, right? So I have no doubt in my mind that when it does come out again, it will be special. Again, Ultimate's really hard to beat because it has all the different characters. But again, if they reinvented a way where it feels good, then it'll be a welcome addition to the roster. We'll take some time here real quick to talk about some ending stuff here, because in case we don't podcast tomorrow about PAX, we will be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's a lot going on. So is there anything you're looking forward to other than obviously the Final Fantasy thing, but are there things that, are you just excited to interview the devs for these indie games?
In your mind? Yeah, I'm excited to, like I said, experience PAX more than one day and see how that feels. I'm excited to, because I feel like in the past we've gone to PAX for that one day, kind of soaked everything in, did as much as we can. I wouldn't say we rushed, but we definitely like moved along on certain things. But this one is going to be the first time where we're able to just really digest everything and just take our time. So I'm definitely excited to interview a lot of the devs there and see what kind of games they have to offer, and just get their insight on and like what it is that they're making. But I'm also excited just to see how PAX changes throughout the day, and just see everybody, just to kind of see cool stuff, you know? So yeah, I'm definitely excited and I can't wait, man.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to play a lot of these indie games, to be honest, and really ask, get into the nitty gritty of the developers. I'm like, well, you know, well, why did you do this? What's the decision behind this? It'll be fun. So
we have three days worth, man. That's a lot of, that's a lot of time, you know?
Yeah, a lot of content. And we'll be exhausted. Trust me, we'll be freaking dead from it, but it'll be well worth it. So. Guys, that concludes your news of the day. Please go to gamingduopod.com. We could purchase some merch. And again, leave us that review on your favorite streaming service. We will be back either tomorrow or next Monday. Monday, right? Yeah, Monday.
Monday. No, yes.
Monday. Tuesday. You don't want me to record on Mondays? Well, we record on Mondays, but the episode doesn't come out until Tuesday.
That's fair. Tuesday.
Yeah, so next Tuesday. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Till then, adios.